Kid tested, celebrity approved.
Hey, this is Meat Loaf.
Hey, this is Lindsay Lohan.
Hi, I'm Paris Hilton.
Hello, this is Lady Gaga.
What up? This is Kesha.
Hey, this is Miley Cyrus.
Hi, this is Britney Spears.
Hey, this is Justin Bieber.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
The Hot and That Guy Show starts now.
I did not break the law. Jesus Christ told you that 2,000 years ago.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And the rest of you, it is. See, you've never got to hear that before. Oh, because you don't listen.
No.
But that's okay. It's the Hot Girl and That Guy Show. I'm Chad.
I'm Kimberly.
How the hell are you?
Oh, I've got boob sweat going on here.
I got everywhere sweat going on.
Ball sweat.
I got like the bat wing.
Back sweat and butt sweat.
I got like the bat wing thing going on right now. In honor of Comic-Con, I have bat wings.
Nice, nice. I got chicken wings. You got bat wings. We're all good.
God. Nice.
It's so friggin' hot here today.
Yes.
I'm melting.
God. I'd take your heat over mine any day, though.
How? Why?
Well, I don't know, because there it's like it's you know, just hot.
Yeah,
you open the door.
Heat.
Yeah, you open the door and it's just like a blast of hot air. Like you open the oven. That's kind of what it feels like there.
I think hell.
Well, maybe hell.
You open the door to hell, and this is what it feels like.
Yeah, you open the door and just get blasted in the face with hot air, and. And here you open the door and it's like, oh, it feels a little cool outside. And you go outside and by the time you get to your car, you're just sticky and ew.
Ew. Yeah. Really? So
yeah.
You're all wet and sticky? By
yeah,
the time
you're
get,
just.
And not in a fun way.
Oh, my God. And when you buy drinks here, like go to a fast food place and get a soda and a cup or iced tea in your case. You know, like you look like you wet yourself by the if where you when you get to wherever you're going, because every time you pick up your drink, it just like drips sweat off of the cup all over your crotch.
Okay, you win.
That's nasty. Nasty.
That is nasty. We just take off more clothes here. That's all we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start walking around in bathing suits.
So,
not all of us should be doing that.
Yeah. So new setup for the show tonight. I'm excited.
Yeah. Apparently you've built yourself a computer.
I
you
did.
Mad scientist, you.
I did. And I felt like a mad scientist.
Did you?
And
you
felt
wires
like,
and things.
Yeah.
And
plugging shit in.
And catching
yeah.
fire things.
And then when I was done, I was, well, you know, I had everything I needed Friday when I got home from work. And by 9 o'clock, I was at the bar with Kevin and Shelby because I couldn't fucking get it to work. I was like, fuck
Trust
this.
Trust me, thing. I remember when you were helping me with my Time Warner cable. So,
Yeah.
I'm
but
glad
then,
to hear that your computer works. Did
yeah.
you get a good electrocution in or anything?
No.
Because you're
no.
not a true mad scientist until you get electrocuted.
No, no. But I did stub my toe during the intro tonight, and it was all I could do not to go, oh, fuck.
What are you? You're sitting down.
I turned my chair and I like kicked the damn thing. God.
You spin around in circles.
Whee. I did. I was like, woo, Saints Rebellion, woo.
Stubbed it.
The Hot Girl and That Guy starts now. Ow! Fuck!
Fricka, fracka, bracka. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Beep, 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 beep. Hi. Sounds like Morse code. Beep, 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 beep.
Hey,
beep,
this
beep.
Is my second radio show this week, by the way.
I saw that. And do you have audio? Fuck no, you don't have audio.
No.
I bet you listened
no,
to that one again, motherfucker.
It was stupid. Stupid.
What's your motivation?
I was on the Tom and Sandy show.
Tom
okay.
and Sandy. Hey, it's better
yeah.
than being like on the Morning Zoo with, you know, Skippy and Frank.
Right, right, right. No, I miss Mark and Brian. They were like the only real good Morning Zoo. No, but
now you got Kevin and Bean.
They were, you know, Kevin and Bean. There you go. They meet in their email to us. They said, "Oh, well, we don't do any research on our guests, so you
bring,
know,
bring your
just,
do our job for us." I'm
yeah,
gonna,
basically, just so you know.
Can we start doing that?
No.
Just give us research.
Yeah, right?
Tell us what to ask you.
It was for the play that I'm in, and it's a new play by a writer who's been writing for the Hitchhiker series, and he's got like a dozen books out and a lot of TV freaking credits. And these guys knew nothing. So he brought in his small bio. He wrote it out really small for them, and they didn't read it. He goes, yeah, this is Tom Baum, and that's not even how you say his last name. So the writer had to correct him. And he goes, and he's done a lot of TV stuff and a lot of book stuff. And I'm like, you fucking dick.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you what.
It was rude.
We'll talk
about this. And
they thought
they were funny.
Yeah, we'll talk about this in a minute. But I watched a bunch of the panels from Comic-Con this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I was amazed at how much people slaughtered celebrities' names on that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And not even their names, but like their character names. It was like on the TV show Gotham, there's Selina Kyle, who will grow up. It's a girl, a young girl, because it's like before Batman, that show is. And they have a little girl on there who plays Selina Kyle, who grows up to become Catwoman. And when they introduced her, they're like, and here's Sheila. No, it's Selina, not Sheila.
Oh, nice. Can't you read it from a piece of paper?
Oh, God, it was horrible. But yeah.
Practice reading it like a few days ahead of time. Listen to interviews so you hear the name. And, you know, this is to promote our show. Yeah. So how well are you promoting the show if you don't know that the guy didn't write for the Hitchhiker series and that this is a scary drama that we're in? And, you know, it was dumb. Although I will admit they had great chemistry, those two. They were dumb together.
Kind of like us.
Kind of.
We're dumb.
We were kind of like them.
We're dumb and we think we're funny. And
yeah. No, they were engaging with each other, but they had, you know, sponsors that they had to read off all that shit. And but it was, I was mad because I'm like, you don't treat a guest like that. Yeah, that's just stupid. Whatever.
I could just
we're so much better.
And it's just like, and it's talk radio, so it's dumb shit that they're advertising. It's like, hey, and everybody remember to come down to Dodger Stadium next Tuesday night. They're going to be running the street sweepers through the parking lot after the game.
it was a lot of, I read the VC Star every morning, and I like getting the alerts on my phone, and I'm looking at them going, you don't read. There's no way you read.
Because you can't read your copy that we handed you.
Exactly. It was so bad. You know, whatever. They had a nice setup, though. Really nice setup. Sweet setup. Better than, you know, just my mic and
your blue desk.
My blue desk. That's it. Yeah, they had a sweet setup. Yeah. And they were friendly to us. So there you go. But I just thought it was a little disrespectful to their main guest, is all.
I'm kind of discombobulated tonight because usually my microphone sits on the left side of me and the mixer's on the right. The Skype computer's kind of back behind me on the right. But, like, the microphone's on the right tonight, which is really messing with me because I keep trying to adjust it on the left and I just grab air. So it looks like I'm having a seizure. Don't you wish this was video so you could see me like having a seizure?
Love to see that.
All gimped up like Anne
it's
Frank.
It's better than this. Oops, yeah. Sorry. That I do.
All gimped up like Anne Frank. Which is the great, the I watched Clerks 2 this week, and there's a line in there. He's like, oh, he's you know, all he's in a area. He calls somebody like a handicapped guy, like gimpy or something like that. He's all gimped up or crypt up. That's what he's all crypt up. He says he's in a wheelchair. It's not like he's Anne Frank or anything.
Nice.
And he goes, Anne Frank? And he goes, yeah, she was deaf, dumb, and blind. And then the miracle worker came. And he goes, that's Helen Keller. And he goes, that's Helen Keller. He goes, are you sure? He goes, yeah. He goes, then who the fuck's Anne Frank?
Just go ask Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
She would have been a believer. Wow.
So, and she's in love with you. And then
people get that confused. That's really funny.
And then later on in the movie, they bring it back again because he's like, she loves you. And if you can't see it, you're blinded with Anne Frank.
Again. You know, they're both up in heaven right now going, oh, people always get us confused. We were the same age. Looked alike. Yeah, looked alike. Oh, my God. That's funny. That's funny. So, last week was an interesting week. You know, I've been having a hard time sleeping because of the show that I'm doing.
Yeah.
I need therapy to play a therapist.
Yeah.
I slept so little last week, that one day at work, you know, it's our rule that, you know, to protect our clients' and patients' information. When you walk away from your computer, you have to control, alt, delete, and put that puppy to sleep, right?
Yeah.
And I was drinking a lot of water on midweek, and I mean a lot of water. So I was making lots of trips to the bathroom. So I put that computer to sleep 10 times that day.
Mm-hmm.
Come the end of the day, I forgot my password.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, you have to type in your password. No, that's not it. Wait, is it this one? No, that's not it. They had to reset my friggin' password for computer number one. I have three of them, mind you. So by the time I brought in computer number three, India was very upset with me. First of all, she couldn't understand what I was saying to her, and I couldn't understand what she was saying to me. And she kept trying to tell me that my McAfee and my login for our company is totally different. And I said, no, the two actually go hand in hand. I only turn on the computer once and type in the password once, and the whole thing works. I don't type in two separate passwords. That would drive me bonkers. She didn't seem to think I was telling the truth.
Of course not. Well, why would you be?
Yeah, I know. By telling me now, I know that's not how this works, and I don't know what system you're using. And I'm like, oh, my God. It was so frustrating. How did I forget my password? I had been using it all day. It's habit.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep it for, like, 3 months.
Mm-hmm. It's muscle memory at that point.
Oh, my God. And then my coworkers are like, hey, what do you mean? You don't write it down? You're not supposed to write it down. That's the whole thing. And they're like, no, you got to either keep it. You got to keep it somewhere. And I'm like, where do you keep it? What's the purpose then of securing things if you're writing your password down? And where would I hide my password, Chad? If I wrote it down in my desk, where would I put it?
In your top drawer.
In my top drawer, right?
Under your pen holder.
Right, exactly. Jeez, I mean, it was so stupid. I also couldn't remember if I peed or not.
Oh, Jesus.
So I would use the restroom, like I said, 10
I'm
times that day.
I'm highly against this play you're in.
I know. It's like messing with me. I would use the restroom and be thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd go, wait, I can't get up. Did I pee? And I'd have to look. Oh, I did. Okay.
How can you tell if you peed, you know?
Well,
I mean, like,
since
right
I
there?
A lot of water. It wasn't that bright, sunny yellow that
it was. It's like, what, right there in the chair? You checked to see if you went right there?
Did so I then even walk to the bathroom? This woman from India is so upset with me that, and my password popped in my fucking head. It just popped in. Mind you, we've already changed my other two computers, so now we got to change this computer to match the others. But I went, wait a minute, I know it, because we couldn't get McAfee to behave. And she goes, like that on the phone. Is there anything else I can help you with? Yeah, like you were a lot of help to begin with.
Yeah, it's bitch, you know, be lucky that you make 50 cents an hour.
I know, right? Yeah, you look at your little manual, you tell me to unplug it, you make sure that it's plugged in, you tell me if I reboot, you do that. It was so bad, Chad.
Yeah.
So I took Friday off, and I slept all friggin' day. All day. I'd wake up, I'd eat a little, and then I went right back to bed again. I drank a little, then I went right back to bed again.
Good God.
And this is Hell Week this week.
Mm.
So I get to go through this week.
Looking forward to next week's show.
I was so confused. Here's another thing. I was driving in my car to rehearsal, listening to my recorder. But for some reason, maybe I've never listened to, there's 17 scenes in this play. So maybe I didn't listen to this random scene in the car before. But apparently when I recorded this scene on my recorder, I was in my living room with the birds chirping outside. There was a freaking flurry of birds in my car and I couldn't find them. And it was freaking me out because the windows are rolled up and you hear cheep, cheep, cheep. I was freaking out going, oh my God, is there a bird in here? I seriously, there was a bird in my car.
Oh my God.
I was a mess.
Have you commended the writer of this play?
Have I what to
have
him?
Have you commended the writer of this play?
Oh, right. You did such a good job.
I mean, yeah, he has officially made you insane.
He has. Now wow. I'm this crazy cat lady. You know? Yeah, thank you. But he loves me. Yay!
He loves you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He says I'm everything he hoped this person would be. So we're good. Thank God on that. And we freaking open and just get it going already, you know,
just do it.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I need Shia. You know what, I was thinking that I kind of need a life coach. Yeah. I was thinking I might hire a life coach, and it might have to be Shia.
I think you should.
Yeah, I think he'd be good for me.
He would be,
because I can't seem to get my shit together.
You will.
And I need Shia. Anyway, I'm going to have to hire him as my life coach. That would be fucking great.
Just have him follow you around and fucking yell at you.
Yell at me. Just do it! You said yesterday, which is today. Just do it! I don't remember what he says.
Yesterday, you said tomorrow.
I'm just going to put it on my phone and ask you to call me like a million times. You know what? I'm running low on Esteem today and just have you call me so that's what it says.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Oh, shit. Shit. That happens all the time. So how was your week?
Well, I had a little bit of excitement on Thursday. Other than that, it's been pretty low key. Thursday, we had a really bad thunderstorm roll through here. It was about 9 o'clock at night on Thursday, 6 o'clock. Sorry for you. I have to. It's funny whenever you send me a time, I just automatically take 3 hours or add 3 hours because I know you can't convert.
I can't convert because I don't remember if you're two or three. Yeah, I never ever remember that. Are you always three?
Always three.
You're always three,
even okay. On Sundays.
Even on like daylight savings.
Even on daylight savings, I'm still three.
It's just because of where you are in the world.
Yeah.
You are always three. Because Arizona fluctuates every once in a while. I think Texas fluctuates. Yeah. So I get confused always in Delaware. Three. I apologize.
Always three.
Yeah. So when I say my time, I guess that's stupid.
Yeah. I already know it's your time because it's coming from you.
I'm going to.
And hey, one day you're going to say, fucking, hey, can we do this at 9? I'm like, you know, that's midnight, right? No, I mean your time. Oh. Fuck. Okay. It's like the text I get tonight. It's like, can we do the show at 5? 1, 2, 3. 8 o'clock. Hey, great.
Well, it's usually 9 o'clock for you. So I'm glad we got to do it earlier. Yeah.
So, yeah. No,
you
so anyway,
you're in the future.
Yeah, I'm in the future. We had this thunderstorm go through about 9 o'clock. I'm sitting on the couch watching TV like I do. Still trying to get through fucking season 4 of Hell on Wheels. It's killing me. And because something always happens, and Thursday was no exception to the rule. I'm in probably the last 20 minutes of the final episode, and a couple of really loud lightning strikes, I guess thunder was really getting loud, and all of a sudden, right around 9 o'clock, 9:03, I think exactly, because I sent a text out right after. I was like, "Holy fuck!" But there was lightning so close that the living room lit up like it was daytime.
Oh wow!
And followed by a short bit of thunder that was quite loud, and then a huge boom that sounded like an explosion.
Oh my God.
And it, I mean, rattled the house, knocked the power out for about 10 seconds. And about 5 minutes later, I heard the sirens.
Mm.
Lots and lots of sirens. There was a house two blocks from me that got struck by lightning and caught on fire.
Wow, really?
Yeah, right at the end of my street. And because
did
like
it catch
the,
fire?
Yeah, it didn't burn to the ground, but yeah, it was impressive. Here, I got a picture. I'll send it to you. I drove by in the morning and took a picture of it. Yeah.
Do
so
you know those happened. People?
No,
did you talk to them?
No, they're two blocks away. Come on now.
Oh, two blocks.
Yeah,
I'm
two
sorry.
Blocks. Not two houses, two blocks.
Got it. And then there was one that struck a Wendy's.
Oh,
did
Wendy's?
You see footage
no,
on that?
No.
Yeah, I a lightning that. Strike just hit a Wendy's, and it, like you said, it lit up the whole street for like a quick second, like daylight. Mm. And it struck a Wendy's, which is...
That's sad. I like yeah. Wendy's. No more Baconators for them.
No.
No Baconator for you. But other than that, it's that's been my week here. Oh shit, I just tried to send that to your work. You won't get it there.
No, what are you sending it to? On email or in...
No, I'm just texting that to you.
You know, it's really helpful to everybody who's listening to the show right now.
Yeah. So there you go. There it goes. It's on its way. So that was the excitement here. Other than that, yeah, like I said, Friday I tried to put a computer together but couldn't figure it out. I just needed some Jack Daniels in my system and a little bit of food, and I came
that
home
helps.
And got it all fired up and working. So now,
yeah.
Now we're happy.
Good.
Now we're happy. Yeah.
That's good, Chad.
Yeah. So I spent the remainder of the weekend, once the computer was built, watching, I think, every single panel that they had at Comic-Con in San Diego this weekend, because it is Nerd Fest down in San Diego right now.
It friends went there.
Mm-hmm. I bet. And this isn't big news, but it made me laugh my nuts off, and I put it on our page, so everybody can go to facebook.com/hotgirlthatguy and watch it. But Bryan Cranston, who played Walter White in Breaking Bad, or you mm-hmm. probably know him better if you didn't watch Breaking Bad, as Malcolm's dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
That's how I know him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Breaking Bad took place in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they were doing like a Q&A at this panel, and this, you know, nerdy kid stands up and he's like, "Hey, I'm from Albuquerque, and I was wondering if, you know, while you were there, like, did you like it? What did you do there? Like, what did you do while you're in Albuquerque?" And,
wow.
And Bryan Cranston says, "Well, I visited your mom a lot." And the whole crowd starts laughing, and the guy's like, "Hey, that's kind of mean. That's kind." And while everybody's laughing, Bryan Cranston holds up the mic and drops it.
Nice.
I so
want to do that someday.
So it's like, you know, it's like a 35-second clip that's up there, but it was, and that was great. That was Thursday night, and then I think Friday night was the Star Wars panel. Dun dun dun! Mm, Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
They rolled out. I don't even think I put. No, I didn't post this on our site. I just sent you the link.
Yeah.
They posted some behind the scenes footage. They didn't have a new trailer yet. They said you got to wait till fall for that. And the movie, they have a cut of the movie done, but they're still working on editing. And it's.
Just burp.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, did you just burp?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
But it's nothing short of amazing. It is.
It is really good. It's they showed the sets and.
And building the sets.
Not building real sets. And yeah.
It's
and,
not every day you get to build an X-Wing.
It's not every day you get to build an X-Wing, they said. Yeah, practical stuff. Even the cameras that they're using to film it on are from way back when.
They're using actual film, and it's just so old school. It's sick, but
you know, they say like in theater, I love working on a full blown set.
Mm-hmm.
Walls, couch, paint, kitchen.
Absolutely.
I'm not a black box actor. But people like that because it's all about the actor. But as an actor, I like being immersed in the clothes, in the set around me, so that I sort of forget you're there. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming these actors are in friggin' heaven right now because of that same thing, right? Those sets look so freaking cool.
Oh, I know. And just...
Where are they filming it? Palmdale or Lancaster?
I don't
know. Down in the desert. I just don't know where.
Oh, no. They did that in, what was it? Abu Dhabi or, you know.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. And and they said, one of the actors said, we want to thank JJ for looking out for the actors and taking us out to the desert and putting me in particular in a full stormtrooper costume and having me run around in 160 degrees.
Yeah, it looks so good. Even when they're in the ships,
mm-hmm.
and they're in, what do you call that? A simulator?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they built like the whole front of whatever ship they were in.
Oh my God, yeah. And the girl that's in the trailers, the young girl?
Yeah.
She's flying the fucking Millennium Falcon.
She is. But she's in a simulator. Shit. It's okay, people. But it's not CGI'd, which is bitchy.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, there was some green screen stuff in there, and you know, it's like it's obvious they're in a parking lot, you know, running mm-hmm. the Millennium Falcon on a simulator, but
right.
You know, but in the final product, you know, what they're in is real. It's not, you know, I've seen, you know, making of movies where they're sitting on a green box in a green room, and then later on they put them in a spaceship. You know, they're actually in there holding the controls, and you know, it's fake, but you know,
right. All those buttons light up, and you know, the stick shift works, and
it looks amazing. I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's
come on, December.
It employs so many people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and with all this the CGI and everything, it took away a lot of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And movies just don't look the same. Movies look fake now. At least these Star Wars movies, they look a little real because they kind of are.
Yeah.
You know?
The new ones. And the newest one and the original three, not the green screened bullshit.
No, I don't even remember. Those are like, as far as I'm concerned, they never existed. I watched one of them, the first one that they did, and it was horrible.
And
so
the guy who wrote this one? Yeah. The mm-hmm. new one is the guy who wrote Empire Strikes Back.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, they brought it all back.
Yeah. Yeah. Seeing that trailer just made me feel so much better about mm-hmm. this movie. So,
two questions that were asked that I thought were kind of funny or, you know, well, they were
about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Was, at one part, fanboy stands up and asked if basically he asked if Darth Vader was going to make an appearance in episode 7. You know, the new one, is Darth Vader going to be in there? But he was like fanboy nervous as shit, and I think he said Aww. He said Darth Vegas. And the writer is like, Darth Vegas, like Las Vegas. I'm not familiar with that character. Do you mean Vader? You know, and J.J. Abrams, being the rock star he is, he goes, I know what you're talking about. And I don't want to get too much into story. I don't want to give away too much. But so all I can say is no.
Pretty great.
Yeah, it was because he was like building it up, like I can't say too much, but you know, expect the unexpected.
Back from the dead all the time in soap operas.
Yeah, never say never. No, he just said no.
They go back into the future.
Back to the past.
Yeah. They
back to the future past.
Because mm-hmm.
it was a long time, long time ago.
Like a very long time ago, the 70s.
The '70s. But they had all the they had the guy and the girl, the new good guys on the panel. Then they brought out three of the bad guys.
Okay.
And then they brought out the legacy players. They brought out Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, and Mark Hamill. And somebody asked, this is a great question, they said, you know, to the three of them, as they kept calling them the legacy players. You know, Carrie Fisher.
Better than the Golden Girls.
Yeah, and Carrie Fisher said, I feel like we should have like a tap dance routine or something. That's where the legacy people. They said, you know, when you read, you know, you have had to have thought in the past 30 years where your characters would be now. And when you read the script, were your characters where you thought they would be? And Carrie Fisher said that no, because she always figured that Princess Leia would be on some kind of a shopping planet that had a day spa.
Nice. Perfect.
Harrison Ford said that he wasn't sure because he hasn't.
Does Harrison Ford know he was in Comic-Con? Is he even aware?
He looked good. He looked really good.
He looked great.
And somebody said, somebody yelled out, "How's your foot?" And he goes, "I walked out here."
He looked. I saw a picture of the panel. He looked better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he. He's regressing. He's doing the Benjamin Button thing.
Yeah.
He was looking
great.
Really old for a while. Now he looks good.
Yeah, he looks energized and
Limelight suits him. So sorry, what did
he said that he really hadn't thought about it because after Return of the Jedi he thought it was done. And that he would never see that character again.
Yeah.
And he said he was glad because that character really started his working career.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, he's been nonstop ever since then, so good for him. I'm glad he enjoyed it. But the funniest was Mark Hamill. he said no, that Luke wasn't where he thought, because you figure that Luke found his one true love, the one woman that he really, really loved, and found out it was his sister. There he goes. So he always imagined him doing the Obi-Wan thing, being in an igloo out in the desert, surrounded by droids with no human contact whatsoever, and having lots and lots of therapy.
Yeah, that's a good point. Aw, I bet you it's an awkward meeting he and his sister when they meet up again on this one.
Hi, sis. And I think Harrison Ford patted him on the back while he was saying that, and he's like, "It's okay, I got this."
That is so cute.
They were adorable on there.
Aww,
it was like
they were adorable. We can say that because they've gotten so old.
I know,
like they're adorable.
Yeah, and it was a good panel. It was like an hour long. The other ones were much shorter. That one was a full hour, though.
Good. It should be.
Yeah. And it was good. It was really good. And then going into the stuff you could give two shits about, the comic book announcements and little teasers they gave, they played an official trailer for the movie Suicide Squad, which is coming out August of next year, but it is Jared.
I love how you have all this information on an event that you were not at.
I know. Jared, Jared Leto, who was in, he's been in a lot of movies.
We know who Jared Leto is.
Okay. You know who Jared Leto is. He was in Scream. And now is the singer for 30 Seconds to Mars. But anyway, he is playing the Joker in this Suicide Squad movie, you know, picking up the reins from Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm.
Many say too soon. And he's kind of like a steampunk emo Joker. He's got tattoos all over him and short hair. But the trailer, which has not been officially released online, you can find like a little grainy cell phone version of it. But he is going to be an amazing Joker. He is scary as fuck in that trailer.
Awesome. Yeah. Making the Joker scary.
Yeah. He looks incredible. I mean, he looks good. He sounds like the Joker, and he's just fucked up. And the chick from Wolf of Wall Street's in it as Harley Quinn, his girlfriend, Joker's girlfriend. And she looks awesome in it, and character wise, and just her in general. So nice. I'm excited for that. And then Batman v Superman. It's not Batman versus Superman. It's Batman v Superman. Dumb name.
Why?
I don't know.
What does it mean if it's just V and not versus?
I don't know. But
is it like, well, we're sort of against each other, but not really?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? This is where I'm an idiot. Is I didn't realize that. That what's his name who's playing Batman? Hello,
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. For some reason I thought there was just like a whole new Batman movie coming out. I didn't realize it was the Superman versus Batman movie.
Yeah,
So he's not technically part of the Batman franchise.
Not yet, but
he's
will
not
be.
Taking over.
Oh, he is.
Franchise. Oh, he is.
He is.
Oh,
he's your new Batman. He's Batfleck now.
He's Batfleck now. He looked good as an old dad.
Yeah, he's a lot of people were shitting all over him being Batman, but you figure once he puts the suit on, it's usually stuntman anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's going to be a damn good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he will. And that's all he needs. He's a good actor.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess when he came on board, they rewrote the whole script, and he used his personal writer.
Oh, because he's a little shorter than what they expected him to be. Yeah. Short first.
I don't know. Looking at that panel, he's taller than Superman.
Is he?
Yeah.
Now, Superman, that's something to talk about. That is one good-looking dude. Who is that guy?
Henry or Harry Cavill.
Are they remaking Superman now? Is new well, Superman I mean, franchise coming out?
Well, he did the last one.
Oh,
so,
he did? Well,
yeah,
good
so
for
watch.
Him.
Watch the last one, which is going to play heavily into this one, because he was hobo Superman in the last one. He had a beard and looked all rugged and shit, and then he cleaned up and became Superman. But he fought the evil General Zod, who was Batman or Superman 2, the Christopher Reeve one. He fought Zod in that too, but
He's really hot. That's all I
care
about.
Tore the fuck out of Metropolis having their little battle there at the end of Man of Steel.
And that feeds into this next
series.
Yeah,
this next one where basically Superman...
Don't Dumbledore it for me. I have to watch it.
Yeah, but, you know, so Superman fucked up Metropolis in a fight, and it looks like the fallout from that is Bruce Wayne is pissed, and so the Batman is coming to stop Superman in his destructive ways.
Who's the bad guy in it? What character is he supposed to be?
He's our new and improved and much younger Lex Luthor.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay.
With hair now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and that's going to be...
I recognize him as a good actor, so he looked good. I liked it when he said, the red capes are coming.
Yeah, exactly.
It was funny. It was really funny.
The red capes are coming. I think
especially
he's going to be
a
good.
Guy,
yeah. So yeah, it's going to be a sick movie. It's going to be awesome. And,
it looks
know.
Really good. I got to admit. Now I'm sure I'll watch it.
And
Wonder
Woman.
I didn't
know
Superman was so hot. And Ben Affleck makes a hot dad. So it's worth a watch.
So you got Superman. You got, and in this one, it's kind of a setup for what there is going to be the Justice League movie, the DC Comics answer to the Avengers movie. It's going to be Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman's in this, Aquaman's in this. So there's a lot of people that are going to be show up in there, even if it's
was Wonder Woman anybody famous?
Gal Gadot is her name. And
yeah, she just looked like some random girl that will show up on Maxim.
Yeah, she's...
later. Her costume looked cool, though.
Yeah, she did. It did. a little, you know, modernized and darker that, to fit the theme of the movie. But
yeah. Aquaman, huh? That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, that. Oh, and the one thing that I loved, and you don't read comics, so you wouldn't get this, but when Batman's in that little like pimped out Batcave he's got with the glass everywhere, you see him standing next to a superhero suit that has graffiti on it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Robin costume, as in Batman and Robin.
Oh, is he missing his little buddy?
And he says, you know, in 20 years, I've been doing this for 20 years. So this is like going into the future of Batman. It's not, you know, rolling it back and him becoming Batman because he's pissed off at Superman. This is like, I've been punching bad guys in their turkey necks for 20 years here. But no, Robin in the comics was killed by one of the many Robins, the original Robin. Or this, I guess he was the second Robin. But anyway, he got killed by the Joker. And the graffiti, I had to go back and pause it, but the graffiti on there, it says, "Ha ha, the joke's on you." I was like, nice. little reference there. So, yeah. Nice. I'm excited about that. It's going to be awesome.
Well, Robin would be played by Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Probably. Or one of the Hanson kids.
Maybe. Yeah. Exactly.
They're all grown up now. They fit into the suit.
Exactly. The other,
or maybe one of the twins from Harry Potter.
Yeah,
one of the Weasley brothers.
The Weasleys. Forget a kiss.
Well, thanks for geeking out. Is there more geeky?
Yeah,
stuff?
There's a couple more things.
Oh my
real
god!
Real quick, Deadpool. There's a movie coming out called Deadpool. It's coming out April of next year, right in time for my birthday. So excited! Ryan Reynolds is playing
another hottie.
Yeah, is playing a very interesting character, Deadpool, who is really, really funny. He's like the super smart ass superhero, I guess. The trailer they showed there, again, it's not going to be released online officially for another 3 weeks, but you can see the grainy cell phone version of it. And it looks, it's going to be ultra violent, which it should be because this guy's just like blood and guts and chopping heads off kind of superhero. And just
very superhero-esque
yeah.
of him.
And the trailer, though, they released the Red Band trailer of it. So for those that don't know what a Red Band trailer is, that's the one that has not been approved for all audiences. And it has all the curse words and everything in it. And so they had all the violence in it and they had all the cursing in it. And the line of the whole trailer is this guy pulls his hood off and it's Ryan Reynolds talking to him out of costume. But he goes, "Wow, you're really unpleasant to look at." And the guy's like, "Thank you for that." And he goes, "No, really, you look like Freddy Krueger fucked a topographical map of Utah."
Nice. Wow.
Which that's going to be the kind of humor that's in this.
All right.
And it's like, and it's basically, it's a guy who finds out he has cancer. He's going to die. So they take him to a secret lab where they, you know, supercharge his body to fight the cancer and make him a superhero. But and I think the trailer opens with him talking to his girlfriend and he's like, she's like, basically, "Oh, well, you have nothing to worry about." And he's like, "Oh, no, I've got cancer in my prostate, liver, lungs, and brain, you know, none of the stuff I need."
Nice. Well, that's good. The humor will balance out all the blood and guts.
Yeah, it'll be really good.
And yeah, what's his name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds is great at delivering shit like that.
Yeah,
so.
Except for the Green Lantern movie that he did a few years ago, because that just sucked ass. But we can't blame him. The writers had a hand in that.
Absolutely.
And the last two things, real quick, last two things. They had a panel for the TV show Gotham, which I did not enjoy because I'm not a fan of ass play, and that's what that whole season felt like. It was somebody just tickling your asshole and not doing anything with it.
All right, that's absolutely disgusting. Seriously? Seriously?
No. I give all the credit to Kevin for that because he said that the first time and it made me laugh so hard I had to share it. But anyway, the Gotham panel. The Gotham is a show on Fox that is the prequel, I guess you will, the backstory of not how Batman became Batman per se, but how Commissioner Gordon became Commissioner Gordon, and the cop ally of Batman. And throughout the whole season, they've teased multiple characters. But never really delivered. You've got a young girl named Selina Kyle. Everybody who reads the comics knows that that will become Catwoman. The forensics guy in the police station is going to become the Riddler. The only person they have, you know, they flat out say, "You're the Penguin," is the Penguin. Because he walks like a penguin and everybody calls him the Penguin.
Okay.
But there was one episode early in season one where everybody got all excited because they teased the Joker, and they had, it was a actor by the name of Cameron Monahan, and he was kind of this dopey little kid through the whole thing. Not a little kid, but like a maybe 17 years old. And he's being interrogated by the police, and they basically call his bluff on a crime that he committed, and then he finally admits to it. And when he does, he starts laughing hysterically, and he's like, "Oh, I guess you got me," you know. And he just keeps laughing and has this grin on his face, and he looks like the Joker. He's laughing like the Joker, but then you never see him again. So it's like, oh, fuck, man. We thought we were going to get the Joker in his show. But but the highlight of their panel, they're like, okay, we've got time for one more question. You know, and this guy stands up. "Hi, I'm Brad from, you know, fucking Bumblefuck, New Jersey. And I was wondering," and somebody jumps up out of the crowd and grabs the microphone from the guy. And everybody on the panel is like, hey, security. And they turn the cameras around, and it's the guy who played the Joker grabbing the microphone. This Cameron Monahan, and he's like fighting for the microphone with security. And he finally like rips away from him. And he's like, "I've got a question. How high is your pain tolerance?" And then he starts laughing, and the security carries him out.
That's
and I was like,
cool.
Oh, they're going to do it. They're going to do it in season two. But they won't.
They're just teasing us. That's good.
Yeah. And the last thing was they had an Arrow panel. And since the season finale, they have been saying that, and Stephen Amell has said it. He said it when I saw him in May, that there is no more Arrow. Arrow is gone. He can never play the Arrow again. Well, he kicked off the panel by coming out in a new costume that is like a super hyped up version of his old green costume. And he introduced himself as Oliver Queen. He told his little story about, you know, "I was stranded on an island for 5 years and da 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 da." Goes through his whole thing, and he's like, I had to become someone else. I had to become something else. And now I am him. I am the Green Arrow. So it's like, yay. Everybody goes nuts because they've never, four seasons now, they've never dropped the Green Arrow, which is the comic that that's based off of. So it's pretty exciting for nerds everywhere. But just me. You don't give two shits. But anyway, how are
I'm
you?
I'm like, I have no idea what that means, but I'm happy for him.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been called Arrow. The first season, he was called the Vigilante. Second season, he was the air. No, actually, the first season, he was kind of like the hood guy. He was the hood guy. The guy in the hood. And then he was the Vigilante. And then season three, they started calling him Arrow. And then now he's going to be officially the Green Arrow. So they kept inching closer to it, and they finally gave it to us. So it's going to be exciting. That'll be neat. The Flash had a panel, but I didn't care.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed
it. Was good. It was good. I enjoyed Comic-Con from, you know, 3,000 miles away. It was fun.
Yeah. One day you'll have to go.
Yeah. I'm a little dewy here. I'm sweaty again.
I know.
I was good for a minute, and now I started sweating again. What you got for me?
I got nothing. That's it.
Oh, fine.
How about some Scan BC and all right. Let these people go?
Okay. How about some Scan BC? They never let me down. Oh, by the way, I saw your post on our Facebook page that was about.
Canada's on fire.
Canada's on fire. And I today I did it, so you didn't see it, but I put a link to the tweet that went out when right after that.
Uh-huh.
And it was basically hashtag Vancouver's not on fire. From ScanBC. Hashtag Vancouver's not on fire. I love the people up in Vancouver area, the greater Vancouver area. Because they're so nice. They're all just right. Amazing up there. conservation officers are responding in Surrey for reports of an injured skunk.
Oh, my.
We treat everybody equally here, eh?
Wow. That's messy and stinky.
And stinky.
Do you think... Well, they reported it. I don't know that they'll save it. They might just shoot it from afar.
From afar.
Yeah, from the next county over.
Put it in a plastic bag. And let's take it up to Burnaby.
Right? Burnaby.
Take it up there.
Oh, my God. Those things are so stinky when they're dead. So stinky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that's nice that they called it in.
Yeah. Surrey, once again, RCMP.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police. I haven't had to say that in a while.
Yeah, are responding for a report of loud pot smokers.
What? Are pot smokers loud?
I always
Aren't they like
just,
the most mellow dudes ever?
They're just like, hey, man, what's up? Yeah.
And they just giggle and snort, really, right?
I just want to watch General Hospital and eat Twinkies, man.
Right? Twinkies. That sounds really good.
Why you got to be harsh in my buzz, man? You're just chilling, man. I ain't being loud.
Nice.
It's a busy week up in Surrey. Surrey, RCMP once again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Yes, are responding for reports of kids knocking on doors and running away.
They're not even doing Ding Dong Dish. They're doing it wrong.
Yeah, they're not even ringing the door. They're not even ringing the doorbell. We're going to catch these kids. That's why they called them.
That's why they called them in.
Hey, you little shit. Get over here and ring the doorbell.
Fucking annoying. Do it right. Leave some burning poo on our driveway too.
Right. We got a dead skunk over here. You can take that if you want.
You know what's stupid is that take it over to Burnaby and bother them. You know what's stupid is that somebody called.
I know.
Somebody called because kids are doing what kids do best. We've all done it.
Hey, there's kids knocking on my door. They're not even ringing a bell.
Yes. Yes, they're not playing Ding Dong Ditch right. Wow.
Get over here and show them how it's done.
Wow, that's... Just let it go. Jeez, people.
Oh, man. This reminded me of your story earlier. Did you go to Vancouver recently?
Oh, maybe.
Vancouver police are responding to a Chevron gas station after a female came in and peed on the floor.
See, I'd forgotten that I didn't go. And all of a sudden had to go. Are you sure, like, she wasn't pregnant and her water just didn't break? I mean, she honestly just squatted and peed.
And maybe she was a little tiny petite thing and couldn't carry the cinder block with the key on it.
Sometimes.
I gotta pee. I don't have time to carry that over here. I'm just gonna go right here.
It's a kettlebell.
Handed her like a hubcap and she just flipped it over and went in it.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Filled it up.
And sad.
It is sad.
Yeah. As we laugh our asses off, that's so sad.
Oh, man. Nice. It is sad. But anyway, and I hate to end the show on a downer, but I wanted to talk about this for a minute.
Okay.
Last one. Vancouver police are responding to, I just like the names of the town, the streets up here. Seymour Street and West Pender Street. They're responding to Seymour Street and West Pender Street for reports of 10 people fighting.
Ooh.
And using their fingers as guns. Hey, I shot you, eh? Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, pew.
They get there, it's kids. Yeah. Same ding-dong ditch kids.
They shipped them to Vancouver from Surrey, and now they're out there. They're fighting. Pew, 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 pew.
Now, don't play cops and robbers. You're scaring the neighbors.
Hey, hey, he's real guns. He's dead. I shot him. He's dead. He can't get up.
No, my mom says I gotta go in when the street lights turn on.
No, but I shot you, eh?
Eh?
Take off. You gotta lay there because you're dead, eh?
Oh, it doesn't pay to be a kid in Canada, I guess.
Oh, my God.
You get into trouble doing innocent shit like that. I mean, God, kids in our neighborhood do so much worse. God.
Absolutely.
They're so lucky that their kids have an imagination, you know? No, we're not playing with real guns. We're going to use our fingers. God. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Oh, well, that was fun.
It was
fun. That made me laugh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Such a bizarre week.
Yeah, let's do it next time.
All right. We have to.
If we have to.
Okay, it'll be fun, I guess. It'll be better than the Tom and Sandy show.
Tom and Sandy.
They were nice people, though. I will give them that. But not like they did that to that writer. Anyway, all right.
That's right. Thank you for listening. I'm Tom.
Yep. I'm Sandy.
And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Hot Girl and That Guy Show. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was recorded in front of a live internet audience. The Hot Girl and That Guy Show was produced by Dick Cabeza and presented by PodcastAddict.com. Visit Chad and Kimberly online at HotGirlThatGuy.com. Also visit their Facebook page, Facebook.com/HotGirlThatGuy.